Boy Rav. Shnei Bnei Secho L'Shnei Bonai B'Pruta Mal. Bosa Noisen U'Mekabel Azlinen V'Yikim O'Moine. Odil Me Bosa Didayu Azlinen V'Olek Eteik. So we have in the three Yubilini, we have three Sfeikas. Rav Sofek, Rav Pope Sofek, and Rav Ashi Sofek. We'll start with Rav Sofek. So what is Rav Sofek? Shnei Bnei Secho L'Shnei Bonai Mal. Masanaisen u'mekabel azlinen v'ayikem amoyne Oidil mebosar didayu azlinen v'oleke teiku. What is the suffix from the Gemara? So l'chura, the yaseida suffix in the Gemara is Chazanish explains like this. It's like the Chazanish, this is Poshet. Lo yitzur l'moshel, I have 10 sodas and I want to sell them to someone. To one person. So, now, karka niknes b'pruta. So he has to give me 10 prutas to buy 10 fields? Is it sound like that? You buy 10 tomatoes. Mama's on your current bekesus. So he has to give 10 shekel? Why not? I'm going to this karka. It's a different country. I'm going to stand in the Arachad, let's up the Gemara's door. Why am I not going there? I have 10 sodas, I give one shekel, and I'm going to all the 10 sodas. How it works? Why it's nikne? Why you don't need to have 10 kinyanim? Why you don't need 10 kinyanim? Why you don't need 10 kinyanim? What is the answer? But what is the pshat? Why is poshet? No one had even a tzad. The 10 sodas, one person is selling the other person 10 sodas, he will have to give 10 prutas? For sure not. What is the answer? The answer is, I'm selling you, and you buying from me, and we're doing a maisekinyan. One soda, 10 sodas, is one maisekinyan. We don't have to look at it like 10 kinyanim. It's one big maisekinyan. You're buying 10 sodas, and one pruta, it's one big ma'aser kinyan that is going to all the 10 sodas. There's no suffix bichlal in the Gemara. So what is the suffix by us? The Teretz is, Be'etzim is two different noshim, it's two different kiddushim. So Be'etzim, it's also 10 sodas, 10 kinyanim. The Teretz is, in every kinyan, the maknes is makne de karkoes, and yenem is koine de karkoes. We look at it like one big ma'aser kinyan. My kinyan is makne to you karkoes. Here be Kiddushin, the Gemara declares a shayla. If Bosar Noisen u'mekabel azlinen, we look at it like one Maisa Kinyan, or the Maisa, we look Bosar the Mitkadeshes and the Mekadshim, and it's two Maisa Kinyan. One Pruta cannot help for two Maisa Kinyan. One Pruta can help for one Maisa Kinyan. Every Maisa Kinyan needs a Pruta. Layala Alada has two Prutas and one Maisa Kinyan. A Pruta is one Maisa Kinyan, another Pruta is another Maisa Kinyan. Let's see Be'etzem, the Yeseda Sofik. We'll go deeper in the Gemara. זה זוג דחזניש, זוג דרשי. לשני בוני והם גדולים ועשוהו שליח לקדש. רשי had a problem, שני בוני, your father cannot be מקדש as kids. רשי התרץ is a שליח. לשני בנוי say, what is the answer? נשתוק in רשי. It's no רשי. You could learn like Tesvis, that we're talking that the father is מקדש, his young daughters, his קטנס. You could learn like Teisves. If you could learn, no. Here also the father could be a shliach lefi Rashi. Just Rashi doesn't speak it out. Zokter Hazeh. B'shtei bonai, Zokter Rashi. What is the case? Father can't be mekadosh his little kids. No, the gedolim and the shliach. The shtei bnoisai. If it's ktanis, medav mishkubin to the shliach. If it's gedolim, it works with shliach. Rashi doesn't say that he holds from the shtikl teiref and Teisves that the bonus it's not working b'shlichas and shlichas will not be good and it has to be a father like we'll see all arichas and Teisves. Rashi is no red from it. The pashtus that bonim Rashi doesn't hold from it. Rashi is a meforish. There's nothing more to explain here. Rashi says by bonim is a problem. V'machman does as a shliach by bonus if the ktanus b'shliach on shliach if the gedolus with shliach. But that the sugi is dafka on a shliach. It's no, I don't think it's a Raya in Rashi what he holds. He doesn't have to explain. The Shtei Bonai, was in Rashi, Muzayin Gdoilim, Zokt Rashi. Because Ketanim, you can't be Mekadosh. Ah, Muzayin Gdoilim, how? Shliach. Bonois could be Ktanis on a Shliach, could be Ktanis with a Shliach. There's no Raya. I want to be Matlish, but there's a Limud. There's no Raya from Rashi. Maybe, Rashi also takes it. The Valam, I'm not saying Chidushim. The Valam is only his Pshat. You see the Dibur Amaskil also. Not Bosar Nois and Shliach, Bosar Mekah. The Shtei Bonai, Zok Rashi. What is the case? You can't be Mekadish Bonim. Ah, Bekdoilim. Umayri, Basar, Ushliach. We are saying, Bonois. Could be Biktanis, could be Biktanis. As Biktanis on a Shliach, Biktanis with a Shliach, as a Dach. So let me send the thesis. Shneim Nesero L'Shtei Bonai. Oy Meri, the Meri Bebonis Ktanis Dafka. The Kiddushin de Avninu. The Biktanis the Av Mekabel Kiddushin Biter HaShlichas. Pshita de Boi Prute L'Cholachas. The Shliach L'Odif M'Meshalchoi. The Bosan Ay, the Gmora Shtei Bosar Noisen Koma. And there has to be a shliach, because the father cannot be mekadesh bonav aktanim. Lav davke, shrei anoisen al koch b'ter ha-shlich es bonav ubo. V'bosan noisen azinim bo ishtei prutes, ki la'abonim azo mekadshim. El ha'aboi yibosan mekabel azinim legamri, de shem elohu shel ha-shirikabel ha-mekabel shel ha-prute, or not. Aber is no din to go bosar ha-mekabel. צריך להם השביר לאיזה מהם, כן רוחל רובים ולנה אלושים. אם לא כן, אבל קדוש שם נמסרו לביה. אם רובה לשיטו שריאות, קדוש שם נמסרו לביה, דוסן הופ. הבעיה יש חלק, בדו יש רובה, מילה לפי רובה, יעת במיימיד, לדביר לאיזה מהם הוא מקדש. Back to the thesis. Thesis says, אוי מרי, חידושים בשם דרי. דמיירי בבונס קטנס. אבל בבונס גדולס, if the father is a שליח, you don't say בוסר נויסן, בוסר מקבל, you go בוסר the בונס. Isaac thesis, the same problem I will have in בוסר נויסן. If you can, if you say you don't go bosad shliach, you have to go bosad. So bosad mit noisen, so tesis lav davke, lav davke. Lav davke. It's interesting. And ois vehodor that came out in Shnas Tovshin Samachvov, it says and the gemara bosad noisen b'ksaviyad lesser. And the came out Tovshin Samach Dalet b'ksaviyad lesser. Tovshin Samachvov and the new ois vehodor, it's not there. I don't know if the pshat is they forgot to put it in. Kevin is given a ksaviyat. I sent to ask them. I don't know. But if the ksaviyat in Noisen is not there, if you have the old gemaras, the isvados that were printed before Tovshin Samachvov, Noisen, they have a isgimel ksaviyat lesser. Ksaviyat lesser. Ksaviyat is a beer, but some others are. But we come back and know it's a chevachot. This is lav dafka in a gemara. We're going to learn a gemara. Shteit often a gemara. Lav dafka. Not Navka. But Nachzor the Divrei HaTesis. So Tesis says, Tesis for sure has such a girse, but I'm just saying, Niflo Dikizah, that time when Ezvodah came out, was worth the Gans, Ezvodah just has a dog Ksaviyat, as noise and lesser. Tesis says, Alav Davke Alein, Samot Mezah, Sa'of in the Gemara, Zog Tesis, Alav Davke in the Gemara, and Baruch Hashem, Dakin Kisviyot, is Dakin, in the old Gemara, is Dakin Ishgiver. Then, about the new Gemara. Aber Mikol Mokoyim, Mikol Mekon, only yesterday I realized that it's not in the new Gemara. Aber Mikol Mekon, I say, Nachzo le'ikar divrei ha-teisus. Nachzo le'ikar divrei ha-teisus. Teisus is saying here, Amot Nezach in the Gemara. Shliach doesn't help. But they have to have two prutas, you mekadesh two nashim. Only by a father it works. What is the lomdus of Teisus? So it's two drochim amukim here, bedas ha-teisus. I want to mesader it. It's a sugya shtikel amuma. Think if we mesader it glat, we'll see ma'am shtu drochim darche ha-melech. The chazanish is masbir, the tzuras ha-dvorim is azay. We said, what do you say to the sofik? Two kinyonim, two prutas. One kinyon, one pruta. Zog teisves, if two noshim send a shliach, every shliach is doing for his meshalech. So you need to do two kinyonim. So what if he's doing it in one time? He can't do one kinyon for two. The Moisef and Masbid, you say the Shliach is Yodei Arichte. So here he's doing and he's doing. Look, it's happening together. Two people are doing. If the Shliach does on his own chalois, says Andersach, he does his own chalois. So I hear, he does his own chalois. So he could be Mezake to both. But if it's a Yodei Arichte, kilu, he's doing and he's doing. So two people are doing inside this person. It's two Moisef. Lego Shliach Mishaleach Zog Teisus. So what is the Tzad? Zog Teisus. Father is a bailim. He's not a shliach. It's like a dreitzach right to the sugen of gimel. As a father is a bailim gomu, he's not a shliach. Not tzure of a shliach by a father. The father is a bailim. He owns his daughters. It's not a shliach. He's not a shliach, he's a bailim.
He could do one Maisa Kiddushin. Like, didn't he? He's a Bailim for two daughters to do a Maisa Kiddushin. It's not like he's owning a field. It's not one. It's one big daughter. Hashem gave him a Bailis and this one, a Bailis and this one. So both of his catches, it's considered two. Aber as Shliach, how do you have to have two Maisim here? No. So the Tesis of Barazay was with Noisen. No, so what helps the Noisen? You have to have two Prutas. He's a Shliach. The father can't be a father of Ktanim, he has to be a father of Gdolim. Zog Tesis, Noisen Lav Davka. Noisen Lav Davka. Zog the Chazanish. Even the two people are buying, if it's one seller, it's one Maisakinian. Look at it like this. What? Selling to two. No. So I have to do a chalois. But one person is doing. So they could be mishtadef and the maise. The maise is nimdat lefi the maise. Zog the Chazanish, I'll tell you where I can hear it. He says, Lafka. A person is buying. I'm going over to you. I want to buy two fields from you. One for Riven, one for Shimon. They send me a shliach. I could give you one pruta or not. Megal aloch le maise today. You go into a store, 10 people send you to buy food. You're buying for 10 people food, giving one shekel. Kinan kesef, lo yitzurich, man. It works or not? One pruta, it works. The noisen is one. Here we have a suffix. Now gemore, bosa noisen, bosa mekabel, or bosa de bonus. And a karka, for sure, it's one karka. He's the owner. It's not like a bonus, pashtus. Pashtus, he says. It's only in bonus you have a tzad that maybe we look at the bonus separately. Pashtus, like the Chazanish, Mikol Mokar. La'aloch ha'maisim. So look, this is nice and love dafka. If by the seller it's one Maisakinian, that's the Yosei to the Sugya. So but Pashtus, the Yosei to the Sugya is that Chosh Megabe Noshim, if to look at it that the father is doing one Maisakinian, we look Basar the Noshim. If we look at Basar the Kinyonim, so in Kalka also we'll have a suffix. Kinyan Chazanish says that for different reasons it's Pashtus by La'aloch that it helps. Because Medin Zochin, I could buy it to myself and then give it to the people. Shehengen Benoshim, the Shliach can never be Mekadosh, the Isha to himself. Just as I think, I should miss me again. But the Yesoid HaShayl, the Yesoid HaAvonas HaSugi Lefi the Chazanish. The Avonas HaSugi is one Zach. One Kinyan, one Pruta. One Kinyan, one Pruta. Two Kinyan and two Prutas. This is the Yesoid. That's the Gemara. But the Neisim Basa Mekadosh. Zog the Tesis, the Noisen is nothing more to learn here. Anyway, it's a Shliach, but a Shliach for sure is considered two Kinyonim. Even if one person is doing it, he's Legoam and Meshaleach. Kilo the Meshaleach is here, and Kilo the two people are here, they will have to make two Kinyonim. So the Noisen is out of the picture. Bosna Mekabas, the Tesis, also a Shliach, has to be a father. And the father is not one in the Sugis of Tesis. I must be the Noisen Lavdavka. What is a Lavdavka? If the Lomas is one or two, the answer is, one or two, you're asking me a shayla, one or two, it's measured by the giver, by the one that is giving the chalois, is enough. It's enough by one of them, or it's enough by the giver, if it's a lo meshane. No matter the noisen is lav dafk, it's a lo meshane. This is the way the Chazanish learns the sugi. A glad way. The Mishnah Lemelech, Weiss Tois, learned the whole sugi different. I think the Chazanish is a very glad shayla. I think everyone learned like this, a pashas, a gemara. One Kenyan. One pruta, two kinyonim. Two, how to look at it? One Maisakinian submission, the Noisen, the Mekabel, or two Maisakinians, and we're Mitzamtzim, the whole Sugya, only clapping the Mekabel, not clapping the Noisen. But the longest of the Sugya is one. What is the Sugya? One Maisakinian or two Maisakinians? One Maisakinian, one pruta, two Maisakinian, two prutas. And we're Mitzamtzim, clapping the Mekabel. Mishnah Melech is Muchach different. And I will explain. Then I'll say first the din of the Mishnah Melech, and then I will explain how we see that he learned the Sugya different. The Mishnah Melech, I think we mentioned him already four times this man. He says if a person gives a pochis shavu pruta to a isha and he throws it, and when it gets to her, it's a shavu pruta. He's mistapik if she's mikudeshes. She got a pruta, but he didn't give a pruta. He gave her isura anoe, and she's sick. Or it's chalifah, but it's isura anoe, but it's also by the machlif and it's musa by the mekabel. She's mikudeshes or not? As they clear the Mishnah Melech, already asked a lot of kashas. Some of them like here are busy with all the kashas on him. He was zeich in the way. As they said, the Mishnah Melech is mekudeshes. Abi she got money machmosoi, even if he didn't give. Medina vet knaini, even that he's not choser, she got. Zog the Mishnah Melech. You know what is my mocker? It's b'tshuvas haradbaz. Tesfes kiddushin davzayin amud beis noisen lav dafke. Shteyda in the sugya that Neisim is lav dafka. Here is the market to my shtikel teira. Mishnah Melech Perakei Milchus Ishus, the first big Mishnah Melech, the last 20 lines. As I said, Mishnah Melech. Lama Terachan, he has a raya from our sugya to his case. How he learned the sugya. First I'll mazbe how he learned the sugya, and then I'll mazbe how it goes out. He learned the sugya as one Maisekinian Avada, we speak in Lama Zogim B'Shliach. That's one Maisekinian. We could look at it like one Maisekinian. The nice of the sugya was mad if it's one Maisekinian or two Maisekinians. It's one Maisekinian, Lama Zogim. It's one Maisekinian. The Shliach is doing the Maisekinian. The Shliach is doing the Maisekinian. It could be considered one Maisekinian. But what? The handle of the Gemara is, you write that it's one Maisekinian. But the Chesef Kinyan Kesef is that I give money and you get money. We saw when we learned of Zayin Amud Aleph, Evet Knaini, Orev, and we asked the Kash, I'm a Shliach to Mekadosh Aisha. What does it have to mean from where the money comes? Why well, have to come to Medin Orev, Medin Evet Knaini? I send you, buy me a house, you make a chazok, it's fine. Buy me a Aisha, you gave money. Why is that? Why is that Mekadosh? Why was the whole sugya? I send the Shliach, I give him money to Mekadosh Aisha. It works, Medin Orev, Medin Evet Knaini. I send you to buy me a house, you went to the store, you bought it, it's fine. We explain because Kinyan Kesef, I have to give, and the tmura I get. We switch. The Gemara has a problem here in the money. You're switching with the one that is doing the Kinyan. Oh, but the Noshim that are miskadeshes, they're not getting the money. You remember that the money really stays by the father. The father is a avzakai, b'kidushe bitoy. Oh, but the father kilu is zoicha the money of the first daughter, and is zoicha the money to the second daughter. Who owns this money? The father does not zeichen the money for the kiddushim of his daughter. Who will get the money? We'll speak in the case of Tesfis. Louis Tzuya, he's a shliach of the two of the daughters. Who would get the money? Who would get the money? Chatzi pruta to everyone? So no one has a kiddushim. So how the Kinyan Kesef will work? Kinyan Kesef has to be that he got money to Morosai. Two shtaymers in metalis. This was Tesis' problem here. So shtikel medukte kiloshna Tesis. The ibe gonas va'abe kabekdushim te yashlichas pshite de buhoi le puhoi de cholachas. The shliach le yodim v'mishalchoi. Tesis doesn't say pshite that it's too maisim. Okay. Like more red. Pshite de buhoi puhoi de cholachas. Pshite. De buhoi puhoi de cholachas. So Tesis, no, the father is the Mekadosh. So he got the tmura. Oy dilme, it needs to be connected to bonus. Let's go for the suffix from the Gemara. So Ktei says, but they never gave. You're right, the Shliach is doing it for them. But it can't be better from them. If they're here, they have to give. So Ktei says, Basar Noisen Lav Davka. They don't have to come out from their money of Pruta. If their Shliach Machmosom gave, so if the father considered God, Zalama Shana that by them they didn't give. He got Machmosom, it's enough. Noisen is Lav Davka. Zochinu Ledin, we have two andere drochim in learning a sugya. The Chazanish learns the sugya, the noise is one kinyan and two kinyanim. Two kinyanim need two prutas, one kinyan needs one pruta. The noise is if it's two or one. If it's two or one, look, if it's shliach, it's two. If it's a father, it's one. I by the bailim, by the bonim, it's two. The answer is, you go basar the mekabel. The noisim is not kuveya in this chaylik. If it's one or two. Or the stam when a person is mekadosh ha'isha, avada he has to give a pruta. The two or one is measured by them. So if it's one by them, it's enough one pruta because we're going to feed them. Nechlam and Alasvara, I'm missing, he's missing. Two kinyonim need two prutas, one kinyon needs one pruta. This is the shayla of the sugya. Two kinyonim or one kinyon? If it's two kinyonim, you need two prutas, One kinyan, you need one pruta. This is the nice of the sugya. Zog di Gemara, the father is one, the kids are two. If you go bust on the father, it's one. You go bust on the kids, it's two. Zog di Gemara, you go bust on the father, this is one son. I day, it's considered one. One is enough. This is the nice. Or if a prisoner is mekadosh, he doesn't have to give money, and because it's sugya. Lefidim Mishle Melech, the nice of the sugya was not. If it's one or two, klapi the Maisekinian. Klapi the money was the noise of the city. Basar Noisen u'mekabel and it's enough one money? So Taisa says, lav davka basar Noisen. Basar Mekabel, it's enough one money or not? So if we metantis the noise of the sugya, clapping what we have. If we're going back to the Gemara, if we want to make it light, we want to read the Gemara. We read the Gemara like this. Boye Rove. Shtei bnei Sechol l'shnei bonei beprutem ma'u. Lefi dechazanish, ma'u. One kinyan and two kinyanim. If it's one kinyan, one prutem will help. If it's two kinyanim, you'll have to have two. Basa mekabel azlinin and it's one. Or basa the bonus and it's two. I the noisen is not kevea klapi de maise. Lefi de mishul ha-melech, the Gemara understands that the shliach is considered like one. It's not the noise of the sugya. The noise is, although we look at it like one or two klapi kesef kiddushim. It's one kabbalas kesef or it's two kabbalas kesef. A shliach could be doing one maise. One maise will help. Although klapi de maise is two people in miskadosh here and they will have to have two money. Lashon HaGemor is a shtickle shaykha like the Mishnah Melech. Vayike momoine. Not vayike kinyan. Vayike momoine. Lefi lechazanish. It's not the shashayle. It's two ma'isa kiddushin or not. If it's two, he didn't do it enough. About it. He didn't know because everyone has a half. But the ma'isa is one shayle. It's a kinyan or not a kinyan. For the Mishnah Melech, it's not the shayle. Two shlichim could shafak halois kinyan. That is considered a kinyan between them. But it's not called that the money came. It's not called that he got money and he gave money. And for Tesfis, there's no din by the Noisen. There's only a din by the Mekabel. There's only a din by the Mekabel. There's no din by the Noisen. It's only Mishnah Melech, so to feed them one husband to one wife, and he gave Pahun Shem Pruta and she got a Pruta. This is our sugya. He didn't give and she got. We say that it's measured by him if it's one or two. But both of the Noshim is one Maisa here. What is the Shaychas to a husband can give less? The shliach is doing the ma'aser for me. Medina vet knaini, his money is my money. Doesn't make a difference how the money works, and he's doing the ma'aser for me. I have to ma'aser. How two ma'aser work together? They work because we go lefi lefi the teitzar. I was no chilish that a person when he's doing the ma'aser kiddushin, he doesn't have to have a full ma'aser kiddushin. So nishlah that sugya bichla. There's no mocking to that. This is the first chelik during the sugya. This is the first chelik during the sugya. I just want to be moisif to make it klor. So, ba'etzem, when we're learning the sugya, Tfid HaChazanish, we're not thinking about money bichlav. We're discussing one ma'isekinian and two ma'isekinians. If it's one ma'isekinian, one pruta is enough. If it's two ma'isekinians, you have to have two. So the basis, if we go bust for the mekabel, it's one ma'isekinian. It's one ma'isekinian. Even the two people are buying, it's one ma'isekinian. Masha'en gen, if we go bust for the bonus, it's two ma'isekinians. This is the noise. And the Mishnah Melech, the noise was Andash. So this would be Moisef. Lefi the Chazanish. That the noise is, if it's one Maisekinian or not. But the Shliach, that is Mekadesh for these two, the father that is Mekadesh for his two Bonim, what money he uses? Who gives him the money? Who gives him the money? Stop. We didn't discuss money. Who gave him the money? Stop. I'm asking. Stop. I'm learning this to you. Pshat Begimore. Tell and I will ask you one of Kimil. Who gave him the money? Who gave him the money? Again, let me start with the sugya. We explained to Tzadim and the Lomb. It's not like Yilu, we'll start from the beginning. We'll start from the beginning. Shtei b'nei sechol l'shtei b'nei ma'u. Shtei b'nei sechol l'shtei b'nei ma'u. The suffix is if it works or not. It's a tzad that it works. Know how it works. He gives a pruta to the father of the two daughters and she's miskadesh. I'm asking Stam Shaila, we learn Kiddushin, Lam Machan Asiku. From what money he took now to give the Kiddushin? Stam Shat Tovet. What money he took? What? How you learn? You learn the whole set of money. How you learn? What money he took? You learn the money. What? What? So, if he took their money, so everyone gave him a Chatzi Prutas, it's garnish. Even Mishnah Merah doesn't help. No, he gave Chatzi Pruta. So who is giving this Chatzi Pruta? One second. So who is giving this Chatzi Pruta to?
Shliach.
What?
Shliach, and he's
going to
use it to
Mekadosh. Yeah, but every person is only... What is Shliach is doing? He's giving Chatzi from him? Chatzi is not a Maisekinian. But the Shliach has to own the money. The Shliach will take two Chatzoy.
Yeah, doesn't need to give
him. I can't be the father's Pruta.
Lechur like this. What's that? Lefi the Chazanish, Avad, if he took two Chatzi Prutas, it's gone. There's nothing more to talk about. Even Lefi the Mishul HaMelech, it has to be a Maisekinian. If he's taking a Chatzi Prutas from him and a Chatzi Prutas from him, how is he doing a Maisekinian with that? How is he doing a
I gave you a chatziputa to give to what? To the Maisa Kiddushin?
Because in the end of the day, she got a puto.
Yeah, but I don't think that it's going to be mitzaref, but I'm assuming. I don't think that it's going to be mitzaref. I don't know. In the Lashon of Mishnah Melech is kimat mefurish lehed, you're not like that. It's mashma that he's giving it in Medina Bet Knaim. That the father is giving the money. The father is giving the money, not the shlichim are giving the chatziprut. Lefi the chazanish, so I'm saying again, saying like this. Lefi the chazanish, avad the chatziprut and chatziprut is gomish. Lefi the Mishnah Melech, yesh mokum listapik. My netiya is that it doesn't help, but I'm not sure about it. L'chur totally very tifda in the lomdus how to look at it. If it's called machmosri, I don't know. There's another option. Zogim al da'achroinim la'avim miluim. The father gave his own money. The shliach, the father, it's not the father, the shliach. Migrali is called the father, but the father and the shliach is giving the money. Aye, how it works? Medina v'knaini. But it's interesting. Even as Medina with Knaini, it would not help Medin Shlichas. He can't use the Evet Knaini Kilu he gave and Kilu he gave, because it's only one Pruta. Even though he's giving it Medina with Knaini, we can't use it twice Kilu both of them gave the money. We have to come to the whole Sugya. It's one Maisekinia, or if the Mishnah Melech is a Raya from here, there is no Din Maisekinia. Even though he's giving the money Medina with Knaini Kilu they gave it, but that money, that one Pruta cannot stand for both. This will be Mukhadar in the Sugi. No. Lam again, Atrov Vaitam. Kum de Teisus Rit. Maybe I'll manage before that. So Kum Teis, what is the whole Sugi here? Sailifid the Chazanish, Sailifid the Mishnah Melech. The suffix is not if Shliach is considered one or not. Shliach orders for sure one, but he doesn't help for the money. Or the Shliach is for sure two. The nice is if the father is like one, if it's enough to give one pruta to the father. So the noise of the sugya, the house of the sugya is, if the father's kabbalah of the father is like one maisa because he's a father, or because it's one pruta coming to him is enough. I think it's a very stark idea that Rashi never mentioned nothing in the lomdus of the sugya. It's not some Rashi didn't have to speak about the father. It's a whole noise that if medavka b'ktanus veloy b'gdoilus. Shtei Bonai is Bikdaris. Bikdaris, if Rashi would hold from one of the two, if the Ma'alach from Tesis, he had to speak, but Bebonai is Davka Bikdanois, because the father gave him a Kabul Kiddushin, and this is the Lomdus. It's missing in the Sugya. It's not a Bederich Agav Dik. Melefi Tesis, it's a whole Sugya here, Be'etzim, not Bosan Nois and the Bosan Mekabel, especially not Goyosin. The Nois is of the father of the daughters. This is the Nois of the Sugya. Why? Because the father doesn't need a Shliach, the father is a Baile. Nothing is mentioned in Rashi. Rashi is only asking Kasha how it works by him is a shliach. By them, figure out yourself. It could be Poshib Shad. But if this is the longest, Rashi has to speak it out. I'm trying to say it's time. But the bonus Rashi needs to speak out because you can answer what you want. Not Poshib Shad. After the bonim is Bigdoilim, the bonus also can be Bigdoilis. Do me the bonim. Because the bonim Rashi had a Kasha, what is the case? No. Oh, maybe Bonim Ketanim don't need a Shliach. That's Rashi explains. Bonim Ketanim, you're not a Bailim. Has to be by Gdolim, has to be by a Shliach. By Isho, you don't have to speak it out. Ken Zayin Azei, Ken Zayin Azei. Now, Tesis comes and says, not that he has a Chetimtze for Ketanis. It's Bedafka, the whole of this, that the father is a Bailim. A Ganzer Shtikl Tere that the father is a Bailim. And this is the Nesef of the Sugya. Chazanish, it's one Kinyan. It's enough one money here. It's not called two buying and selling. It's enough one money. And Rashi doesn't say gomish. A minute. We'll go one more step. Kum the Tesisrit. The Tesisrit, the Miluim is Medaikit, and the Tesisrit, that is Cholek and Tesis. The Miluim is Medaik in the Tesisrit, that is Cholek and Tesis. It's Kimad Lehedia. I'll read the Loshon of the Tesisrit. Bosar Noisen Umikabel Azlinen. Pirush. Heche shekide shtei noshim bepruto, o isha achas bishavon she bruto einu mekudeshes. Mishum diyev kidushin levidayu? And it's chatsi. Aval oche diyavinu leav, vedeav avu, iki lemei mar deav e kidush. Say, this is the Valko be like this. Ve ina mishtei bnei odom nosnu pruto leav bishtei bnei sov. פשיטן עליה בקידושין, כמו דכל חד לא יוי ולא חצי פרוטו. אבל אוכל דנויסן אב אחד, ומקבל אב אחד, איקי למימה דבוסר נויסן ומקבל הזלימן, ולאב בוסר הכהנה והניקנה. So, in the Dirk of the Tesis read, that the noise of the sugi is Bosar Noisen umekabel, or La Bosar Noisen umekabel. And he speaks it out clear. Stam to Noshim is Gornish, only if it's you give it to the half. Stam Shteh Noshim is Gornish, only if the Shliach is giving for them. And the Suffolk is if we go Bosar Noisen umekabel or not. So it's Meduktak in the Tesis read, that even by the Bonim, not like Tesis, that Noisen is Lav Davke, Chazanishdik, or Noisen Lav Davke, Mishul Melechdik. Noisen is Dafka. And the suffix is we go Bosar Noisen or Bosar Koinim and Niknim. Furish. We have Safkin and Amrin and Bosar Noisen and Mekabel or Bosar Koinim and Niknim. Clone that the suffix is the last four words. Suffix is Azlin and Bosar Noisen and Mekabel or Bosar Koinim and Niknim. Also, Tchilas Advorim Zazay. Zog the Tesis read, Weistois, he learned that even Bosar Noisen, the Hainu, you need Noisen, we'll say you need Noisen. Mishin Melech, you need Noisen for the Chazanish. So the Teretz is a Shliach, and Memele, it's one Maise. It's a Shliach. Memele is enough one Pruta. The world says he learned that the Yisrael of Shliach is Kilo, he's doing the whole Chalois himself. So he becomes like a father. It's not only Ayod HaArichte. The Yisrael of Shliach is for Bilefi, and that Teis will learn that it's Ayod HaArichte. Legor HaShliach and Meshaleach. And he will learn that it's one Zach. Shliach is Mamish one Zach. He himself is considered one Zach Mamish. He's considered one Zach. Ad kan the glatka from the Tesis Rit. So that's why we have Yisrael Zdik Machleik. Yes, we have Yisrael Zdik Machleik. What is Yisrael Zdik Machleik? Tutz Dodi. Tesis learns Noisen is Lav Davke. The longest of the Sugi is the father. Vishtark is the father. Of a Noisen is Lav Davke. Other because the Maisekinin is measured by the Mekabel. Other the money is measured by the Mekabel. And the Tesis Rit said, no, the Sofik is we go Basar Noisen and Mekabel or Basar Koinim Venik. Kum da atzmus Yosef and says, so lefi dem, hu adin lav davka father, hu adin if it's a shliach lekabole. Zog da atzmus Yosef, if you have to come to Noisen, and you have to answer that shliach represents them, kilu it's one, so you don't have to say anymore, the shtikl teire father. You can go back and say, as mered the shliach lekabole. Teisa said, no. Lav Davka, and here it's a father. Oh, but if you tell me that Noisen is Davka, and you need to have Noisen, and a Shliach is Kemoisom, and a Shliach becomes one, so you don't need to learn that we're talking Davka and a father, who are then that we're talking about Shliach and Kabbalah? And a Sophic La'aloche, the Gemara, like the Teiku, what if two Noshim sent a Shliach and Kabbalah, and he gave a put? Fitesvis, it's not a Kiddushin, there's no Sophic in the Gemara, because Shliach, you can't go boss on the Kabbalah, it's not sad that it works. And if you do this, it's read, Zog Dats Miss Yosef. Val, he had to say that Noisen is Dafka. And he had to say that the Kerch of the Noisen is, he's doing it for both of them. And Kilo, it's one Maise. So if you're saying it by the Noisen, you can say it by the Kabbalah. Azay Zog Dats Miss Yosef. Libi Oimer Li Loikach. If you read good at this, read, in the first part, he brings the whole Nusach of the father, that the father owns the money. The father owns the money. Dahinu, by Shliach Lekabola is a problem. Who owns the money? The father is the Eitzeh. The Havi moment the day, he says it close. It's another reason. You write that below this, the Maisekinian you have to have by the Mekabel and by the Noisen, and you have to learn that Shliach is Kemoisoi. But by a Mekabel of the father is another Chisorim. Who owns the money? So what would be a Shliach Lekabola? But who owns the money? So the money will go to two, so Vaitas Gornish. So Bemele, you needed to be a father that he will own the money. So Kevin Kler. So we have Be'etzem two drachim. Teisus derech and the Teisus Rid. If we say that Teisus Rid learns that who adin b'shliach, tak in Rashi will say also like that. Can they? The Welt fragt der Kasha. It's a kushya atzuma. Want to stell the kasha klar? See, if you're doing good, this is really good. You can find the teretz. It's a leichte teretz. But we'll stell the kasha. Open the Gemara in Dafnun. We'll learn a Mishneh for two minutes. The last Mishneh in Dafnun Amud Aleph, the last two lines. Tell me pshat in that Mishneh. Ma'amish, a shver Mishneh. I don't know how to learn this Mishneh. Nun Amud Aleph, the last two lines in Nun Amud Aleph. The last two lines of Nun Amud Aleph. Hamikadesh shnei noshim b'shve pruta. A person is mikadesh two noshim b'shove pruta. Oy isha achas b'pochis m'shove pruta. She's not mikudeshes. What is the pshat in this mission? Mikadesh shnei noshim b'shove pruta. Oy isha achas b'pochis m'shove pruta. What is the case of a mikadesh shnei noshim b'shove pruta? What is the case? Mekadesh shtei noshim b'shove pruto, or isha achas b'pochis b'shove pruto. What is the case? Shtei noshim b'shove pruto, or isha achas b'pochis b'shove pruto. What is the case of the reisha hamekadesh shtei noshim b'shove pruto doesn't work, or isha achas b'pochis b'shove pruto? What is the first case? Shtei noshim b'shove pruto doesn't work. What? Try to figure. What is the case? He divided the two. That's the safe. Isha achas b'pochis b'shove pruto doesn't work. What's that? Mekadesh two noshim b'shove pruto doesn't work, and even one isha b'pochis b'shove pruto also doesn't work. So two noshim b'shove pruto, it's the same thing like one isha b'pochis b'shove pruto. So what is the case? Muzla in a case of a shliach. That one of them was a shliach for the other one. What? No. Dear, I would think that it works. Because Lemaisa, she's a shliach, and one pruta will work for both. Has to be that this case is a shliach. Has to be that the first case is a shliach. What? It's not. It's. What? So everyone gets a chatzi pruta. What? This is exactly the same thing. This is exactly. What do you mean it's both for both of you? How he's doing for both of you? He divides it to two? Well, he divides it to two, this he gave everyone both of pruta. He gave one for the other one, this we call shliach in Hebrew. No, come on. Two noshim, one pruta doesn't work, and one isha chatzi doesn't work. Frank developed. What is two noshim and one pruta? Give me the picture. Divide it to two, that's in the safety. Give the one for the two as a shliach. What? Let me put it together. The whole together. I hear. What? The Teretz is Avadim Ered Be'Ashliach. So stellt klar that one person wants to buy two noshim, but a shliach doesn't work. Why? Because we go bosal the noshim, not bosal the one that is doing the shliach. So the shaila, like, we call it a double shaila. First, why Teis didn't bring a raya from here that shliach doesn't help? I want to explain. In our sugya, you couldn't say one person is marrying two daughters because you can't marry two achyas. So you have to marry two of my sons to two of your daughters. Here is two stam noshim. So it's one person. But etzem our sugya is better than the case of our sugya. One father, instead of one father of two kids, I'm doing it for myself. I'm two of my kids, because I could marry two noshim. I just can't marry two daughters. I'm coming over to you. I want to marry two noshim. I can't say two daughters. So I'm going over to the shliach, and I marry two noshim. It's exactly the case of our sugya.
Gemara says, I did it to a noshim. Why do you have to say stuff?
What?
The Gemara says, I gave him. Why
have to say it? Because the answer doesn't help. I'm asking a shayla. Tape will claim it's not our case. What is the case there? There's a shliach. Has to be that he's a shliach, the Kabbalah. How he gave the two noshim two prutas? How he gave the two noshim two prutas? He gave everyone a chatzi? What do you mean both prutas are both? How? Like, you're saying like him that they picked it up together? I didn't think about that. I don't know if it's echatimtza. So Zog developed the pashas the shliach lekabola. So be'etzem it's be'etzem. You know, you could have gone back to our gemara to make it much easier instead of shtei b'nisechol or shtei bonai to make it so complicated. Be'etzem the gemara could have said amot pashtei echatimtza. Ahu gavre the boy lekadesh shtei noshim and they send the shliach and he gave the shliach one prute. Here you don't say bosa noisen lekabola. There's no noisen. The noisen is glad. it's kipshuta, you don't have to taste his kasha bichlal, because there's no shliach. He's himself marrying both of them. But the mekabel is one pruta. You go bosa the mekabel or bosa the bonus. It's exactly the case. Ushtayt klod, then it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And it's even bigger kasha, and that's Mitz Yosef. That Mitz Yosef says that the case by us is lav dafka father who had been a shliach. Unavdem shtayt the gemara is suffering. If it has Mitz Yosef, this is a suffering. This is the Vels Kash. The Vels Kash is the chur that's in mamish the case of the Mishnah. If not, it will answer like you're trying to answer here now. Yeah, but it doesn't work. We have a meal, we have a suffix. Ibayilu in the Gemara, that's the case. I'm telling you, if you think about it in the first minute, it looks mebulbul. It's better. We need to have one person buying two nashim. The person is buying doesn't make a difference. Very good. One person marrying two nashim. Just by us, it can be one person marrying two nashim because of two sisters. So you have to be that two people are buying the two and it's one. Take the case much better. There it's better. It's closer to work. I'm trying to say. There it's closer to work. It's one person. The nice one is mamish one. One ma'aseh kinyan. He's buying two noshim. And even so, that doesn't work. Why? Because you go both of the noshim and both of the shliach. See if the answer in our sugya is only a father is different. It's givaldik. There is no father. It can be it's a father. Because you can't marry two sisters. So then it can be a father there. So then it doesn't work. But if now, so say this. I'm not first. I'm Taisa. I'm not asking. Taisa like says that it doesn't work only by a father. But Taisa means I'm a ri, a yisayfun a ri. It's a mishnah that it doesn't work. As a mishnah that a person gives one pruta to two nashim b'shlichas, it doesn't work. And we don't say basa nesin mekabel aslinen. We don't say basa nesin mekabel aslinen. That's the best in the kasha. Why you don't say basa nesin mekabel aslinen? Say basa nesin mekabel aslinen. We mamish the case by us. Instead of a father, one person marrying two nashim. B'shlichus, and the Gemara says, you don't give us a nice mekabel. The answer is, it's not a father. This was the Yisrael of the Sugya. You need a father. So I'm asking, if the Tesirit said you don't need a father, it's eyes in the kasha on the Teretz. So often the Gemara nishtas it. Often the Gemara nishtas it. That's what Yosef said. So Tesirit says you need a father, so we don't have the often the Gemara. Oh, but it's a oimeri. Not my kasha. Al te kasha from Rabbi Seinu Achroinim. Al te kasha from Rabbi Seinu Achroinim. So there's two answers, and every one of them is emes belomdes. One answer is, dear, one of them is doing it for herself, and she's also taking for a friend. Yeah? It doesn't say in the Gemara, for Omar Leploy that he's taking for two people. So, Bechai Gavne, she's taking to herself, and she's taking to her friend. So, dear, what happens? It's two different maisim. One she's doing on herself, one she's doing b'shlichas. But more than that, some of the money she will hold to herself, she'll never give for a friend. The other money, she's zeiche for a friend. When one shliach is zeiche for both of them, so that zchia is one zchia for both. Here, the part that she's zeiche for herself is kilu not b'teira shlichas. But it's mistaba that the pshat is by us, the shliach, he gets the money for both of them. What do we with the money? His kabbalah, he got a pruta. Here the pshat is, okay, only if a friend. So it could be that one shliach could be one ma'aser. But when it's chatzi, the teiras atzmo, the chatzi la b'teiras shlichas, maybe it's different. But it's a shtikel rochek to me. But then I saw some say like this. I myself don't understand what I'm saying. I don't understand what is the chilek. It's a mokel lefalfel. Society is very tifkin and shlichas how it works. But I heard a givaldik teretz. The pshat is poshut. Listen very good. What was the case of the Gemara there? A mekadesh tei noshim b'shove pruta. How it was mekadesh tei noshim b'shove pruta? He went over to both of them and he said, I want to marry both of you in a shove pruta. So he asked who to give the money. He said, give it to her. So he gave it to one of them. He went over to two noshim, I want to marry you. One pruta. Say that? They say, okay. No, to who to give it? To give it to this one. So he's giving it to this one. So the Maisa Kiddushin, who is doing? Him. But who did the Maisa Kiddushin? For the Isha. Just the Kabbalah's Kesef, she represented her. She was a Shliach. She was a Shliach for the Das of the Kiddushin or for the Kabbalah's Kesef? Only for the Kabbalah's Kesef she was a Shliach. By us, when there's a shliach for the Kabbalah Kiddushin, So shlush an kemoisoi. So we look at it like one ma'aser. Here the ma'aser kiddushin is done with everyone separately. She was only a place for the matan mo'es. She was only a shliach kabbalah and the matan mo'es. Maybe the chaygave it's not a shliach. The idea when we say that the shliach is kemoisoi like it's one ma'aser, if she's the miskadeshes, shnei bnei secha or shnei banai. But if he's telling two people. If he's telling two people to do different, avadim chay gavnet will not go. Avadim chay gavnet is not good. When a person sends a shliach to mekadesh, you may shliach to be mekadesh. So one ma'ase. Here he's not a shliach to his kadesh. She's the miskadeshes. She's not shliach for Yenem to have the das for Yenem to be masking for Yenem, because it doesn't say that was a shliach there. He was mekadesh shtei noshim. He just did it before the achas. Lahaloche, lefitayis for at least, avad shliach doesn't help. The kasha is, we have to mind me the kasha. And that's with Yosef, it's a starke kasha. And this is, oimeri, says oimeri, it's a mishnah. The Torah says, the mishnah is nishmuchach. The mishnah is nishmuchach. The Gemara could it mind me the mishnah. You heard that it's ukimtas in the mishnah. Yeah, avad it's ukimtas in the mishnah. But it's nishmuchach from the mishnah. On them it's a kushi atzuma. It's a kushi atzuma, like I said. Stop. And after the lomdus, here's non-baral noisens. The sach besser is one person. It's a gesunde case. It's a gesunde case. Lomim mamshel the gemara weiter. The second sofik is boi rav pope. Bischo veporoscho beprute mau. Mi amrinen bitcho bechatzi pruto veporoscho bechatzi pruto. Oy dilmo bischo bepruto veporoscho bemeshicha teiku. So Rashi or Dilma, what is the tzad that he means? Bischo bepruto, the poroso, the meidayoda, the botzer mepruto le mekacho, uporoso iloy omar al pruto, elo shetikne lo ikshim shechen. Freg de makne de tesisri de eisene kashe. Rav Ashi comes, Rav Pope comes with a shene shayle. Bischo beporoso mau. Other it doesn't work, because it's chatzi chatzi. Other it works, why? Because he means, bischo bepruto and the poro bemeshicha. Fashtenish. Shtei b'nei secho was a tzad that it works. So why bischo b'po is no tzad that it works? As I've been a sugi before. Was a teiku before, was a tzad. Here, one person, one moicha, let it to work. Listen, the makne says a teretz, kenish gleib la vazizok the makne, avadil, if it's a tzad that it works there, it works here. It's like intim tzalema. Intim tzalema that it doesn't work there, so maybe here like it doesn't work. Or Dilma, he meant bischo beporoscho. As I talk the makne, the Tesis Reed said lo yale al adas. A bas and a poro is for sure two different kinyonim. You can't bab them together. The only tzad was ma'ase kiddushin is one ma'ase. Bischo beporoscho is one ma'ase. Mechateis. Even I think the makne goes like you, but pashas. It's two different salt kinyonim. What? What the Rav Pope? I didn't see. No, Poroscho and Karka. You're speaking and third. We're speaking now one and second. In a second we go to Rav Ashi. The Val is Rav Pope. We have Rove, Rav Pope, Rav Ashi. Remember, three more at the Shmaise. Rove. We have now we're holding the boy from Rav Pope. Now we get to the boy from Rav Ashi. The boy from Rav Ashi. Now it's the boy from Rav Pope. I heard once from my father-in-law, he has a diuk. Why the Gemara says, bischo veporoscho? Let the Gemara say, at veporo. At veporo, bepruta. Why bischo veporoscho veporo? The Gemara before. So the time is, that at veporo, for sure, everyone will have like the Tesis Reed, there's no shaykhs. Because mekadesh myself and selling something that I own, but bischo v'poro was a tzad that it's mamish like I own both things, so it's one makne. Bischo at v'poro at is one is his kachus and this is a selling. But a father that is mekadesh's daughter, he's selling two things. So the Gemara wanted to say a bigger chiddush that even at v'poro doesn't bind together. But if the Gemara would anyway, it's not binding together. Stam, or if we learn that it works. What? He said, I know again, we have a shaila, we have a machlekes, makne, mitesis rit. The Magna learns that the longest in the sugya before is Shaykh here also, that this is three says Avatanish. This three says Avatanish. That's why I have a machleis. Now, my father is saying, why did Gemara say Bitcho Bepo? Say Adbepo. Tzach Lach? Adbepo? Why Bitcho? Then he'll go to Isha, not to a father, he'll go to Isha, Adbepo. Adbepo. The Prud. So the Tanya says, dear, Kilu, forget the Gemara wanted to say a bigger Chiddush. That even though it looks the same, it's not the same. Now, let me get into the third child. Boy Ravashi, Bitcho Bekarka Bepruto Mao. Bitcho Bechatzi Pruto Bekarka Bechatzi Pruto, Edim Bitcho Bepruto Bekarka Bechazok Eteiko. Shaila is, what is the third Shaila? It's exactly the second Shaila. This is the Kushi of Del Chelek of the Sugya. Lechure, the third case and the second case are the same. One is a Kea, one is a Karka. So Taisa says a Shtikl Teirek. Zog Taisfes, and the first Sofek, what was the Tzad that he meant? I'll ask you a Shaila stop. Shtei Bitcho Bepruto. Maybe he meant one Bas he's buying, the other one he will do tomorrow, Mecha Taisa. So why we had a tzad that he says Bitcho Bepruto and the Poh I will buy later? So this is the reason we had such a tzad in Sofik Beis came when the Poh in a Niknes Bekesef. So it was a svara to say that he means Bas is Niknes Bekesef. Poh is not Niknes Bekesef. So b'mele, I mean to say that I want to buy the Poh of the Meshich. But in Karka, there's Chazok and Mecha Taisa to say it. Oy Dilme, also be Karka we say that while he knows that it doesn't work, so we say he prefers the Isha about the Karka. Also, the Karka you could do under the Kinyonim, and Isha, the Kinyon HaMekubal was Kesef, so the Mele, he means that. This is the Malach of Tesis to explain why the third Sofik is not included. So Be'etzim, the Sofik is, Be'etzim, the first Shaila is, the Sofik is, when he said these two things, if we say he knows that the Poh is not Nignes Be'Kesef, and Mele, he meant the Kesef of the Isha, or we don't say it. We even say that we say that he meant that the Poh is no Meshicha because it's not Nignes Be'Kesef, maybe Be'Karka he didn't mean it. Zog the Welt. But in Rashi, steht nicht das. Rashi doesn't say like that. Rashi, die Boa Maschil, oi Dilme, Bitcho Be'Poh. Rashi, noch einmal, we go back to Tesis. What was the Tzad that he means Bitcho Be'Pruto, Be'Poh Be'Meshicha? Zog Tesis, that Tzad is given Giboit because Odom Yudea She'ein Poh Nignes Be'Kesef, Be'Mele, Mistome, he meant to buy the Poh Be'Chazoket. Rashi says a different shot. Why we say that a person mistome assumed? So Rashi has a. Or deal with bitcho beprutah. The meida yodia the botzim beprutah lemekacho. The meida poroso leyamar ala prutah. Elo shetik lurikshimosh odom yodia. If the svara is odom yodia, the svara of odom yodia is shayich sai bekarka sai bechazok. So nochmo. Taisus otay which is bitcho beprutah. What is the tzad that he means poro bemeshiche sheporei leniknes bekesef? Mele zog tesis lefi mai pshat is gishmak dehem shechev karka. Aber lefi Rashi, that it's sad that he doesn't mean everyone chetzi. He means bitcho bepruto v'shporosho b'mishiche is because odem yodea she'en yishon ingez b'chatzi. So what is the nafkemine sofek shtayim and sofek sholesh? So it's not psech, Rav Ashi found another yichetim tse. What is the ganze galitz of Rav Ashi? Exactly the same sofek. Exactly the same sofek. It's a kushi ha'tzumah. זה קושי עצום, זה מחלק עשרה שאין תאיססי. זה אמרנו, דרך הכי מי אלו מול קצי. אתה תחווה שילון, זה דיפן פשט עם הסופק. זה אומר, תאיס, רשי דין, why? So there's two ways to answer this shaila. One way, again, in the flood of the Gemara, I don't know how to answer it, אבל שוי רשת בור. Could be an isha וקרקה is a svara to say that he's kind of both. Because it's one isha נקרס קינן, even if in Poro we said that the Sisrit says that it's poshut that you don't buy both because it's two different kinyonim, maybe the kinyon kesef of a isha and the kinyon kesef of a karka is one, and maybe he would be kind of both. Well, that was magnum. Shaila is how to put it in the floor of the Gemara. So you could be einach enami, but Rav Ashi was maimi the sofek dir dehain. It will be mazbe like this. He's asking, but it's not Loshon HaGemara, so how are we Michal saying such a pshat? So I'm not to be mazbe. We started, we had Rove, Givaldik is Sofek. We learned Rav Pope, and I started with a kasha, and I asked, what is Rav Pope Sofek? Teipu claim, it's had a shayla from before. So we said, the Makna says, Einich Hanami, we're going to feed that tzad that it doesn't work. We're going to feed the tzad that it doesn't work. Although we said no. It's going even if it's a tzad that it works. Aber aber Poro ve Isha doesn't shlim together. This is the reason, Take, that the second Rapope, when he said in Shaila, he was maimed in a cow. Because he knew if he would be maimed in a karka, it goes back to the first Shaila. Rav Ashi was maimed in a Shaila and a karka. Because he holds that karka and Isha are also not mitzvah. The Hainu, Rav Ashi is not Moisif and Rapope. Was two Iboyas. Rapope and Rav Ashi had the same Iboyas. Be'etzem. But one spoke on karka, one spoke on Poro. It's not stam. Rapope spoke on Poro. Because the Karka Itake he felt, then it's totally in the suffix from Rabbi. Rav Ashi held no. Karka is not totally in the suffix of Rabbi. Because even in the Karka, I don't hold that you kind of one with each other. It's like a two Andrei Kinyonim. So it's not the pshat that Rav Ashi is a new question. Given Rav Pope, given Rav Ashi, given Rabbi. The Gemara brings Rabbi, brings Rav Pope. And the Gemara brings the new stuff from Rav Ashi. We ask if it's Hainuach. It's not Hainuach. This is one case and this is another case. And there's an afkamina below this. Because we have the kashim from the Magna Tesis Rina in the first case, and we have two tirutzim. The Magna says, Chodim Michlal Chavarta, Einachanami, and the Tesirit says, no, this is for sure doesn't bound together. Ravashi was maimed bikarka, and he wanted to say a bigger chidush. He wanted to say a bigger chidush. This is what Ravashi wanted to say. Yeah, if the Gemara would be Ravashi, then she didn't have to be Rapope. This is what I said. It's a givaldik teretz. It's not so gishmak and seder agimorit. It's not so gishmak and seder agimorit. Maskin. Not so gishmak and say the Nagimor. There's another dikduk like this. It's Mamesh Bektsor, under Marich Do Asach Asach, or Marich Ginug and the Sugya. I want to ask you a shaila. Odom Yoidea, She'ein Isha Niknes Kese, Bepochen Shove Pruto, so he decided Isha Beshove Pruto, Veporo Bechazoket. I want to ask you a shayla. Maybe Fakert, he wants to buy the Isha be money, and the Poro be money, and the Isha he will buy the Shtar. What? Well, I'm asking you a shayla. Why you decide that he wants the Isha be money? Fakert, I'll write her a Shtar, and she wants a nice paper. Take the money. Maybe I'll explain. You know, stop. Let me maybe to explain. Stop. You know, for people, I'm all, pshat etove. This is how you can explain pshat. What is the pshat? A person says, "Bitcho v'poro v'pruto." Bitcho v'poro v'pruto. The Gemara says, "No, he means the dura with the pruto and the poro v'meshiche." So who talks like that? Talking about learning pshat together. Who talks like that? What is the pshat in the Gemara? The teretz is very posh. A person comes to his friend and he says, "Listen, we're doing a heskel. I will give you a pruto and the poro I plan to get for free, better." I will just make a chazaka. I'm asking to mekadesh your daughter, don't go off for free. This is the deal, I'm marrying your daughter, I want some madden. You give me the poro b'chazaka. The meshichet. It means I'm going to buy both. The kinyan grada will be this, and you will let me to do a different kinyan. But he means to close with him and to zachem. That's what the Gemara means. Now, the Gemara declares, okay. Now, the shayla is, the meshichet, the valley didn't do. The shayla, the pruta made the kinyan b'mitzias anat. So we say, no, we divide it. He meant the money will be on that, and the rest we'll take care. Maybe he means fakel. The cow will be bought. The Yisho will be taken care of soon. So when I read the Gemara, what? Where's the Chazaka? Have you done soon? Where's the Chazaka? You didn't do it. 2 minutes. 2 minutes, shtar. 2 minutes. I read the Kodesh, so we take 2 minutes. What? I'm so when I read the Gemara, I answered and I said, Bedarcha, people buy the Kesef, Mr. This is what he means. I was Mavli at the Teich HaDvorim. Bedarcha, I'm a Kaddish Bekesef. Oh, but I could answer, very good. A person knows that the poro is not nignes bekesef. So mistame, if something, he means the isha, like Taisa says, he knows that the poro is not nignes bekesef. He knows that the poro is not nignes bekesef. Ba. First. Masha'egin in the second case, fakert, he will want the karka b'chazoke, mechateisa to buy the isha. The Gemara has to say a chidush. So first we answer the Gemara. Rashi says chatzi. Rashi says chatzi. So here we have to go to a whole zach. It's not the mokim. If sidom mishapora and a chatzi pruto and a poro. But we have to be yashiv noch that chilek in Rashi. If he doesn't know the chatzi doesn't work, he will put chatzi on both. What he will gain? He will gain a kiddushin here and he will get a mishapora here. But if he knows that it doesn't work, he made it. Why she says chatzi means if chatzi would work, so he doesn't have to mean nothing. He means chatzi and chatzi. That's what Rashi says. He knows chatzi doesn't work. So now, one of the two, Rashi is only answering mechatese. That he meant one. Maybe he meant both. He tells us he knows Kessel doesn't work. Now, one of the other, this is Mishnah Kutayim. We have to see the taste. Taste here is wrong. Why taste? Taste also doesn't work like Rashi.
It has to be one coin. It can't be two separate coins. I can't give him two separate coins.
I'm just not happy. Let me finish. You have to say the kashim in the beginning.